A U.S. study found that kids that push back to their parents' criticisms become more successful as adults. 小孩顶嘴还有对了、can it even be a good thing?、stay with us. Oh, okay, well, you're still with us, and that is great. When your kid starts talking back or mouthing off, that's 顶嘴, it pushes your buttons. Of course, that's under the condition that you are a parent. Say, excuse me, staying calm feels incredibly hard, even though you know in theory that a calm response is the best thing for everyone involved. Yeah, and that includes your blood pressure. But what if when your kids push back, is it actually great for their development? What does the expert say, guys?
Well, in this case, the expert is a clinical psychologist called Kelly Flanagan, and she says that the behavior is actually healthy for kids' development, and she says that the inability to say no is one of the most common causes of human suffering in later life, which sounds rather sinister when it's put out like that, but I think what she means is that, you know, if you learn to say no to your parents about little unimportant things at an early age, then that increases your ability to say no to, you know, peer pressure kind of things later in life, like being forced to drink baijiu, for example. And another psychologist called Joseph Allen at the University of Virginia, so this is all in the US, said he tells parents to think of arguments with their kids not as a nuisance, but as a training ground for the kids' future development. So they're learning all of these skills like negotiation, how to present your own point of view, and, you know, generally how to interact with other people when you disagree with them and not just have a shouting match.
Right, I think a lot of parents have this mentality that they have to have the control of their kids. They have absolute authority over them. But this doesn't necessarily have to be a very good thing. I mean, if their kids can push back, it's a good thing.
I don't want baijiu.
Because, well, you don't want baijiu. And that's a very good argument from you. And I can see that, right? Because I'm raising you, He Yang.
What? I don't want you to be my dad. My dad is better.
Yes, that's both true.
Things have just taken a very strange turn in the studio.
What just happened there?
Because as parents, you know, they're raising future adults, and it actually helps a lot if you can empower your kids to be pushing back at some occasions. You know, they will have more bargaining power in the future, have more talk or negotiation power to their bosses, to their teachers, and to say no to their fellow peers. And that will loosen a lot of peer pressure when they grow up.
Well, that's interesting. And also, I think coming from a Chinese guy, it's kind of refreshing to listen to the kind of analysis that Luo Yu has provided here, because I think in traditional Chinese families, okay, Nick, here I need to borrow your foreign opinion here as well. Sort of like when the kid says no to the parents or challenges the parent, I mean, the parents take it pretty badly because they think you're either disagreeing with my way of raising you or my beliefs and views in the world, or you're just making fuss when you shouldn't. And also in traditional Chinese philosophy, you know, the parental figure is above all. So, I mean, in Western culture, do you get anything of a similar type of significance in the family?
Yeah, I think it very much depends on the individual people and the kind of relationship that they have in their family. I think it's changed quite a bit over the last few generations. Maybe it's not as strict as it used to be, the style of parenting. And of course, nowadays we have all of these parenting experts with their various strategies, and there were all these TV programs about how to raise your kids better. And some people, you know, agree with this kind of strategy of, you know, the kids should be allowed to argue. Other people still think, you know, I'm the parent, I should be in charge. And yeah, I think it's not maybe as uniform as it might be in Chinese culture.
Yeah, and also I think it's interesting to make a distinction here, like shouting back and arguing can be two very different things. Because if you're arguing, if you're having a roundtable debate, parent and kid, then it's actually critical thinking involved. You're having a rational discussion.And sometimes a fiery one as well. And if you're just shouting back, kid and parent, then that's a completely different thing. It's emotional dumping and just, you know, outlet of your emotion. And that's two very different things. So the study seems to say that, you know, the kid responding, pushing back could be a good thing. I mean...Okay, I know this is very difficult for two single guys. Oh, I don't really know what Nick's situation is, but, you know, you two don't have kids.
No.
But let's just try to say, like, how should parents deal with kids talking back?
Well, just try to encourage... Well, try to be understanding and encourage them to be different. You can't say just, you know, how dare you say something like this. And I respect the power from you that you say something different from you. And probably I can change my mindset of raising you.
Yeah, I think, as you said, it's difficult not to just shout sometimes when you're frustrated. But I think if you can summon the patience to, you know, explain to the child why they should do that, it's probably better in the long term, although it's not always possible.
That is true. And it requires parents to have so much patience.
Yes.
That's the part that I have to say. Hats to you, salute you, parents, and please be patient to your kid. That's all for today. Bye!